3 minutes to discuss your emotion and why you brought it and why you think we should vote for it.
Get unmuted here. So this comes up with our fellowship votes that we just kind of talked about quorum and all of this. But I want to say again that in the conference business meeting in 2002, it was proposed that we have 66 and two-thirds percent voting for yes. The other 12-step programs, as far as I know, don't have a quorum. And so I brought up the presentation that Sue had done earlier that AA counted the abstentions as a no vote, and our and Marijuana Anonymous is doing it differently. And I think that's the form, that's the one that we have been following, actually. So I'm almost brain dead now, so I'm really sorry about sounding fragmented, but I want to get back here to look at this again. Yeah, so we voted that 66 and two-thirds percent was needed to pass a vote. And it has to be decided on now because we've got other things that are coming up in the future. And I really believe that this needs to be established now and not put off because it's going to get more awkward. That's all I have for right now.
Thanks, Marty. Region 5, Josh, I see your hand. If you have a point of order or information, I'd ask that you direct it to them. Otherwise, we'll have time to comment on this for the next 20 minutes. Sue, I see your hand. Please go ahead if you have something to add right here as a participant,
I'm just
not
gonna
as a
end.
delegate.
Yeah, exactly. I'm deliberately not a delegate when I'm a trustee. So I just want to make it really clear and easy for people. The fellowship group vote process motion that was done in December 2024 already set established 66 and two-thirds was needed to pass. Okay, that's not new. It's also not new that the annual business conference, ABC, received these results and determined appropriate next steps for implementation. We deliberately asked the delegates to do that to protect, to ensure there was a guardrail in place that the results could come back for discussion, assuming, of course, that they were going to honor the fellowship group voting results, such as the one we just went through. What's new here is that we're putting in writing in the process. We've already established that that's what we did with the fellowship group vote, and that is that the results are calculated based solely on votes by responding registered groups. It's what we do with ballots. We only take the yes plus the no for responding groups that do ballots. We did the same thing with the fellowship group voting. So all that's in here,
Thanks, Sue. That's
make
your
it clear.
minute.
Yeah,
Pre
I'll yeah,
pre
thanks.
appreciate that. Thank you. So the delegates now have 20 minutes to discuss the general merits of the proposal. And Stacy, if you'll give us a 5 minute warning when we're getting to that time. Each delegate may speak only once. And I will ask the rest of the conference team to help me keep track of that during this discussion time. And Marty may not speak again unless I call on you to answer a particular question. Excuse me, Marcus, I see your hand. Please go ahead. And if Stacy, you'll hold the time for Marcus.
I was just wondering, are you on the where you were in the OPPM? Are you on the motion process?
Initial assessment. Is that
I
in my
think
unlocked spot?
maybe we should ask Charlie, but it seems to me this should be page 79, a motion process, because there's no combination here.
Yeah, there's no motion process. This is a floor motion right here. This falls outside that whole combining thing that we were doing earlier today. So it should be just the standard fellowship vote process. And I'm sorry, not fellow, I'm staring at the screen. It should be the standard floor motion, proposal motion process.
So very good. Okay. Thanks for that redirection. So that puts us on page 79, right? So we've had the motion presentation, which means that at this point, I believe we will need a second for the motion to proceed. Region 5, Josh, are you seconding the motion, or do you have, if you have something else to add, I'd ask you to direct it to either the parliamentarian or the
I hear you.
William point of information.
I hear you. I would second for the purposes of discussion. I would also like to point out that I can say more about this during discussion. I think this particular motion as worded right now has a fatal flaw in that it doesn't define.
I'm sorry, Josh. We're only taking seconds right now. So you seconded, and then we'll send it back to Eric.
Thank you. Thanks for your second, Josh. All right. So there will now be 20 minutes of discussion. Each delegate will speak for a minute, again, with the exception for folks for whom English is a second language. And at the end of that 20 minutes, we'll go through a polling process previously. So, Stacey, if you'll give us 20 minutes with a 5-minute warning. And Josh, please go ahead.
Sure, thank you. I really appreciate the intent of this motion. I want to point out this doesn't have any impact on the name change, right? We already approved, well, the name change thing is moving forward to worldwide online voting. This is about future FGVs, right? I really appreciate this is intending to define mathematically how to calculate whether the percent met. And I agree with what Marty said, that there's three things that are included. There's, those who voted at all, right? But there's three ways you can vote. There's yes, no, and abstain. Quorum is generally defined as the sum of those three. Usually, and this is maybe a really important difference, is when you calculate the percent yes, whether or not abstentions are included in the denominator, or whether it's only yes or no votes.
Okay,
That
thank
is
you,
not
Josh. Thank
clarified
you,
here.
Josh. Your time has expired. Thank you. I see CA 1535, Bill. Please go ahead.
I wonder if I'm correct in assuming that this says one fellowship group vote that's taken can be held as binding on a later annual business conference meeting. And if that's true, it doesn't make sense to me because each annual business conference is it's like starting everything anew. And I don't think that the earlier group vote should be binding on what the business conference can do later. That's it.
Thanks, Bill. Marty, would you like to speak to that briefly?
I think this is more about the registered groups. Everybody gets to vote in a registered group. It's not, if you are, voting from a registered group, we count your vote. If you're not in a registered group, you've got to be in a registered group.
Okay. Thanks, Marty. TX131, Denise, please go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to put my volume all the way up so you can hear me. I think we're overcomplicating this. There's nothing different about this. It's like at elections, we all have the ability so far to vote in the United States. If people choose not to vote, that doesn't mean we lower the percentage. It's like, oh, okay, well, he got, 40% of the vote, so he's in. I don't, that does not make sense to me. I think 66, a majority, that's our standard. I do believe in standards, and I think this is very fair. Everybody can vote that wants to. The delegates also put, we put our blessing on it, yay or nay, and thank you.
Thanks, Denise. Web 1462, please go ahead. Katarina.
Thank you. And English is a second language. So anyway, I think it's normal or great to do the voting based on the groups that participate. Basically, services done by those who show up. And it's like works like that in the entire world. And I think like this approach from Al-Anon, not AA, I think, about, considering abstentions as no votes, that really seems very restrictive. The only little thing, like this does not say, again, the question of quorum, like what the percentage of all of our groups that we need to even say that the vote represents the fellowship sufficiently. That's another question, but that's not in this motion. And the only thing I have is with the word implementation, because it suggests that every vote is successful, but actually there might be votes where the fellowship decides against, and then maybe the ABC has to make a decision whether or not that FGV, that particular one, has failed, or whether or not it should be rephrased or done something else with it. So maybe I would, we probably can't amend the motion, but there should be some flexibility there, in my opinion. Thank you.
Thanks, Katarina. HI45, Leah, please go ahead.
Hi. I kind of think the first paragraph is clear, and then the next paragraphs, it's again complicating it, because that's already been established, the 66% and the other line about the implementation after it's presented to the group. So I don't know why it seems a little redundant to have to go over the results that it has to be done again. But if I was to just focus on that the fellowship group be recognized as reflecting the voice of participating meeting groups, intergroups, and regions across the global fellowship, and the vote is based on those groups, on the responding registered groups, 66.2% is needed. That's kind of how I would edit that out a bit. So that's just more clear if you have to have that part in there, because even though it's already in there, but that those particular groups that did take time to vote, that we have the 66.2% said yes. Thanks.
Thanks, Leah. CA 1148, Charles, please go ahead.
Hey, thank you. I want to echo what I think someone else said, that if my group votes yes or no, that's clear. But if my group doesn't vote, That's clear, but if my v group votes to abstain, I'm not sure if that is effectively a no, or if that is because we have voted. Yeah, I'm not sure about the denominator, that whole question, and I would vote for only yeses and noes matter. And if you vote to abstain, it's just like you didn't vote at all. Thank you.
Thanks, Charles. Quickly, William, do you have something to offer as point of information or as a delegate?
As a delegate.
Great. And Web BIF 590, Patricia, please go ahead.
Sorry, I had trouble getting unmuted. I agree that it needs to be clear that we're talking about, I know this sounds silly, but if you're counting stuff, you have to say 66.2-thirds yes votes, and you do need to put the abstentions or whatever in there because as not counted, in all fairness, that's been unclear with previous votes that I've done in ACA, that it isn't stated right up front that if you abstain, you're counted as an abstention, but that doesn't change the outcome at all. It doesn't change the denominator. So I think that needs to be in there if we're doing this. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Jim, please go ahead.
Thank you. The question of abstentions was dealt with 8 years ago in 2016 when we had a annual business conference in Delray, Florida. There were no motions that passed the threshold because abstentions were counted as no votes. That was corrected by the ballot prep committee when it was pointed out that that was suppressing the opportunity for delegates to have that opportunity to talk about motions. And the following year in San Diego, there was a healthy number of motions or proposals, rather, to discuss. So, and this has gone on to this day. The ballot prep committee counts, it finds their percentages from the yeses and noes, and the abstentions are not included in that calculation. So, I mean, even if it just said, reflecting the ABC, the ballot prep committee
Jim,
method,
that's
fine.
your time, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. IG44, Gretchen, please go ahead.
Hi.
really just my opinion. Thanks.
Thanks, William. IG 605. Rick, please go ahead.
Great, thanks. I represent Colorado Intergroup. And sorry, I got a dog in the background. He's being naughty. What I wanted to say was we did abstain in our group because we could not get to group conscience, which to me means, you know, we couldn't come to a conclusion using the 66 and two-thirds percent vote needed to pass. And so I saw you guys did not count our vote. I think that's appropriate. The other thing I'd like to say in 25 seconds is that this could be clearer, this motion, a little bit, because if that's what it's addressing, I think it could address it more directly. But that's it. Thanks.
Thanks, Rick. Aisle 172, Veronica, please go ahead.
Hi. So I again think we shouldn't be confusing the issue of quorum and the issue of how votes are counted, which I think is what is being addressed in this motion. Because we are just addressing how votes are processed, I agree that abstentions, you know, that's the option of the group to express. We did not reach a consensus and therefore cannot vote, but we participated, we tried. We're broken up about this, right? And so in that regard, yes, when we do go on to a discussion about quorum, I think my HOA and certainly my intergroup works in such a way that there has to be a minimum number of members present in order for business to be voted on, to be discussed and take place. And I believe that is how fellowship business should be handled as well. We need to make sure that we have adequate representation, but that is not what this motion is addressing. Thanks.
Thank you, Veronica.
Hi, Eric. That's 5-minute warning.
Oh, thanks very much. IG 630, Stefan, please go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I think abstentions, although may not count as the overall vote, yes or no, but I think they're very important to discover what a minority opinion is and why that group chose to abstain, whether they didn't have enough information, enough time, whatever. But I think it's very important for the overall question being voted upon why a group abstained. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Stefan. PA 105, Brad, please go ahead.
Hi, I'm Brad. One of the things I think is Jim R. clarified that how ACA deals with abstentions, and it's also in Robert's Rules of Order that abstentions aren't no. Abstentions are just participation, and it's always dealt that way. So I don't think we need to write it down in a motion because it's already handled. So, but what this motion does do is it sets up just that it is responding registered groups that in its 666 and two-thirds. So basically, it removes the idea that we have a quorum of that there needs to be 100 groups or 1,000 groups or 2,000 groups. It just simply says those that are responding 66 and two-thirds, it says it simply and clearly. And I trust that anytime we have a fellowship group vote, we're going to have enough participation because it's a big deal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. THA 10, Brian, please go ahead.
Just real quickly, the abstain conversation is quite interesting, but for this vote, it was 12 groups out of 1,068. It was 1% of the total. So even if you included them, it would actually not change the result at all. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Web 766D, please go ahead.
I agree with the abstentions needing to be clarified, because I think what might be, I read it as meaning only yes and no, but from hearing everyone else talking, I now understand that the word responding, I could understand how someone would think, oh, well, I responded, I abstained. So is that being counted basically as not a yes? So I think the language, even though, you know, a previous, maybe a 2016 ABC may be referred to, I don't see it on the website. So, and I also don't see it mentioned in the OPP about whether or not abstentions are included. So I think that it would probably be helpful so that, you know, moving forward, anytime this issue comes up, that people will be like, oh, if you go through to motion, blah, 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 from that date, you'll see it. And then future us won't have the same questions because it will be in writing and we'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. It was there that that happened. Thank you.
Thanks, Dee. Marcus, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think as far as using emojis, I think we should refrain from that during these discussions. It's similar to crosstalk. And so, like, yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Thanks, Marcus.
Eric, that is time.
And especially ones that have a thumbs down. That's definitely appropriate.
I would tend to agree. Thumbs down are generally not appropriate. Thanks, Stacey, for the time. At this time, we are going to take a poll, similar to the last one that we took. The options will be, I am in favor of this motion as presented and want it sent to worldwide online voting. Or B, I am in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes. Pardon me. C, I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. D, I am not in favor of this motion. And E, I abstain from voting. And
I would be willing to amend this motion.
Well, I think that might be the next step.
Okay.
Depending on how the results of the polls come out. Because if none of those options receives 60%, then, you know, we either repoll. And if the slight amendment option receives 60%, then we'll proceed with that. Brad, do you have our poll ready to go? Can't hear you, Brad. Sorry, still can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Sure can.
And my headphones decided to take a nap. All right. So I have the poll ready, and can we do 3 minutes? Yes.
I think that's great.
Okay, let's do it. Starting the poll now.
All right. Is there anybody that needs a little bit more time for voting? Please raise your hand. All right. What do we got, hey, Brad?
I'm going to close the poll now. And I'm going to bring up the results. Okay. Sharing the screen. We had 59 votes tallied, one abstention. So we did not have anything at 50% or 60%. So 29 for going to worldwide on vote voting was 49.15, 24 votes, 40%, and then 2 votes deferring action, and then 4 not in favor. So I'm going to confirm that what we do next is we're going to remove this one. I'm in favor of deferring action to a future meeting, and we do another poll. Do I have it correct?
That's correct. So okay. The options will now be, I'm in favor of this motion as presented. I'm in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes, or I am not in favor of this motion. So when Brad is ready, he'll let us know, and we'll have 3
yep.
minutes.
In about 2.5 minutes.
While Brad is doing that, there is a dance party at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Delegate DJ Rich, and the link and the Zoom information is in the agenda.
Okay, I was a little bit faster than what I thought. I'm ready to start it if you are, Eric.
How about it?
All right, let's do it. 3 more minutes. I'm starting it now.
All right. Please raise your hand if you need just a little bit more time to finish your voting. All right, Brad, what have we got?
All right. I'm closing her up now. Okay, I'm going to pull up the results. Okay, so we got 59 votes tallied and one abstention, so it did make quorum. We didn't quite make 60% with 32 votes.
All right.
Yep.
Go ahead and tell us what we're doing next.
Okay, I can step in. I was beginning to anticipate this. Actually, for the moment, we're going to do one more ballot with just what is currently the number one option, and I am not in favor of this motion. And one of two things will happen. Some of the people who want minor changes will say, I can live with it, and that first one will make it to 60%. Or the people who want changes feel strongly enough about them that they can say, vote, I am not in favor of this motion. And then we will know whether it gets to 60% or some other path forward is needed for it.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. I will try to beat my less than 2.5 minutes.
TN0113, Paula, I see your hand. If you have a point of information or point of order, I'd ask that you direct that to the appropriate forum. If you have a technical issue, you can certainly direct that in the chat.
Okay, Eric, I am ready if you are.
How about it?
All right, we're starting the vote. Another 3 minutes, please. If you don't see an option in Election Buddy to vote, just use the refresh button on your browser and it should show up. Okay, Eric, are we ready to close it?
Yes, if you need a moment more, please raise your hand. All right.
I'll close it now.
Thanks.
And I'm going to bring up the results. And I'm going to share my screen. Okay, we had 62 votes tallied with one abstention. We had 44 votes in favor, 70.97%, 18 opposed, 29.03%. So that will appear on the worldwide online voting tonight, which we're going to try to start before the end, and the meeting ends today, and it will run for a full 24 hours.
Thanks very much for your assistance with that, Brad. And with that, we are finished far more quickly with that section than I think we anticipated, which does give us time to resume the agenda as it